The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The beautiful tone of Clannad there with the theme from Harry's Game. Of course, Moya Brennan, best known as the lead singer of the Grammy and the BAFTA winning group Clannad, died peacefully yesterday at the age of 73. The Celtic folk singer, songwriter and harpist from Gweedore in the Donegal Gaeltacht sold millions of copies worldwide of her 30 albums. And we will be speaking with singer and songwriter Mary Coughlan very shortly, but we are joined now by Fíochna Ó'Briain, broadcaster and musician with the Hothouse Flowers. Good evening to you, Fíochna. A sad day.
A really sad day. You know, to wake up to that news this morning, I just immediately had a picture of you know, a recent time that I saw Moya herself and Tim, her husband, walking arm in arm along one of the gorgeous beaches in Gweedore when I was up in their neighbourhood a couple of years back. And, you know, it just reminded me of what an extraordinary lady Moya was, a family person first and foremost. You know, she ended up, I mean, another memory that came back to me was seeing her on stage when she received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Folk Awards a couple of years back as well. And there's Tim on the cello, her husband, and her daughter Aisling on the guitar, and her son Paul on the keyboards. You know, to raise a family, such a beautiful family, and to have them all be in your band along the way is just, those paths crossing is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
such a huge loss.
And a huge loss. And obviously her extended family, Enya, I mean, the talent there within. And is it fair to say, Fíochna, what they did as a family to raise, I suppose, the profile of Irish music and the talent?
Hugely. I mean, I remember as a kid, in my teens, seeing Clannad on Top of the Pops singing Oscailde for the very first time. I mean, that blew our minds that that actually happened. But it did, and it was such a beautiful piece of music. All of their pieces of music were so recognisable as just being theirs. You know, they had a very unique sound. Enya did as well. And of course, when they were both in the band together with their brothers and their uncles, I mean, they navigated musical territories that none of us expected or indeed have navigated since. And they paved the way for so many Irish musicians since then.
And they had a very distinct sound, Fíochna, a very kind of ethereal kind of a sound.
Very ethereal sound, a sound that, you know, otherworldly is how I describe Moya's voice. I mean, she had this extraordinary timbre that is instantly recognisable as being her. And then the way the brothers would harmonise around her with those gorgeous low tones as well. So, you know, very ethereal. Very otherworldly, very transporting.
Yeah.
And it caught the world's imagination like no other Irish artist.
Yeah, I remember when I first heard back in the day the theme from Harry's Game, like Harry's Game, it would stop you sort of in your tracks, the arresting, lilting quality. But of course, she was very generous to other musicians, wasn't she? Particularly female artists. She wanted to bring people through.
She really did. I mean, she had, you know, her father started Leo's Tavern up in Gweedore, and he was a musician, and he wanted to bring entertainment to the area. So it was kind of in the family, where her father and mother provided that remote part of Donegal with a place where music thrived. And she carried on that tradition in that very same venue, starting Club Bio, where she would sort of curate evenings of music with all the local musicians and from further afield, and bring them there and give them a stage upon which to perform. You know, an incredible gift. You know, that wheel of life turning is a gorgeous thing. And then, of course, you know, she was with Irish Women in Harmony. She brought that that sense of heritage maybe to it as well, and so hugely loved by all of those, the other younger,
The Roisin Nó, the next generation, all of them. I believe she was great crack as well, and full of mischief, and a great company.
Listen, I was remembering also this morning when the Flowers got to play with her. We had to sing In a Lifetime with her at this gig in the Windmill Quarter a couple of years ago, and so we're there, kind of unrehearsed, making our way through in front of an audience, and out of the crowd appear her daughter, Aisling, sitting on top of her son Paul's shoulders, running up to the top with her arms waving about very energetically in the air as she tried to sing. And that diddlement didn't come from nowhere.
No.
You know? She was very funny, very up for a laugh, didn't take herself too seriously, but took all of the right things in life very seriously. Family and love and music. Her music, she was such a hard worker as well. She was just, you know, she never stopped making music until very, very recently.
Yeah. Her legacy in terms of the music, the back catalogue, so many wonderful songs, that stands on its own merits, doesn't it? Grammy winning, BAFTA winning.
Grammy winning, movie soundtracking, award winning. I mean, absolutely, from her work, of course, with Clannad, to her beautiful solo albums as well. And I think of like her musical collaborator, Cormac DeBarra, today, with whom she made so many of those gorgeous Voices and Harps albums. And her friends up near where she lives, Mairéadh Ní Mhaoiní from Altan, you know, and Mairéadh Ní Ronald, they had a band. They decided to get together with Tea with the Maggies so that they could just see each other more often, you know, and that kind of thing. But she's, yeah, so hugely loved and will be much missed. And as you say, a huge musical legacy left behind for us all to enjoy forevermore.
Absolutely. A sad day for Ireland. We're mourning the loss of one of our greats. Thank you very much for joining us, Fiachna. That is Fiachna O'Brien on there. Musician, broadcaster, and of course, from the Hot House Flowers.
Now let's bring in singer Mary Coughlan. Mary, it is a really sad loss.
Oh, yeah. I heard the news late last night. Some friends in Donegal, I said, this can't be true, you know. And I phoned somebody and they said, yeah, it was. And she was just so beautiful. And her voice was, as Fiachna pointed out, like ethereal and otherworldly. And, you know, but Maya was great crack. And I did a gig in Gwydor in December and she was going to come. And she sent flowers and apologies to say that she wasn't feeling well. And she didn't come. And I know, and it's been well reported that she had issues with her lung disease. And last night, going to bed, I found it very difficult to sleep. And I was singing that tune over and over in my head as a kind of a lullaby, you know, the theme from Harry's Game.
I don't know if you heard it. We just played it a couple of minutes ago and you were talking about her voice. Her voice is spectacular on that, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, they were very close. And I know my father's from Donegal, and I'm Donegal, and I spent a lot of time up there as a kid, you know. And it was kind of famous, you know, before they were famous, you know, because of the bar and everything, and you know, the parents and the way that they encouraged music and the way that she took people and started that Club Bio and stuff. And I've heard people talking all day about it and about her and her music and her voice and the whole Clannad thing. But Mara was really Maya. We called her very famous Mara Maya. She was just really, really, really wonderful woman and kind. And I was delighted to be at the table with them when she won the Donegal Person of the Year in 2024 award. And she sang all night with Tim and the kids and all. And lots of other people up in the hotel there on, I can't remember the name of it's called, but we go there. I'm an honorary Donegal person because my name is Doherty.
And Coughlan's a good Donegal name as well. She also seemed to have, which is something I wasn't aware of, obviously I'm not in the music business, but she seemed to take on a kind of a mentoring role for younger artists as well.
I hear that a lot. And we would have moved in very different circles, you know. But I did know her in early years, and when they were, you know, at the top of their game, as she was. But I had heard from Aoife Scott and a load of other people that and Mairéadh Ní Mhaoiní that she did mentor young people, and she did set up that sort of a kind of a club where they kind of could go and not audition, but they could play and, you know, get used to it, the feel of an audience and stuff like that, which is really an extraordinary thing to do. And I know that she did that right up until, you know, quite recently, you know, that they were up there singing away. I heard a young woman on the radio talking about it this morning, in fact. So
I never had the pleasure of interviewing her, but you could tell there was a natural warmth there.
Yeah, she had an old sparkle in her eye as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she did.
And hanging around years ago, as Fiacna said, we were all around in the late 80s, you know, partying and having the crack together and at festivals and in dressing rooms, you know. But there was never any pretension around her or indeed Fiacna or the flowers. We were all just hanging around together. Like, that's the way Irish people were, and that's the way she was, and that's where her family was. You know, I don't think it ever, as they say, went to her head, you know what I mean? Such success.
Yeah,
you know?
And you're absolutely right about not going to her head, because given, despite all their fame and being big, huge in Japan and selling out in New York and all that, you, when you think of her, you identify her with Donegal and Guido.
You do, yeah. And the fact that she would go to the bother of sending down flowers and apologising to me that she wasn't at my gate, I mean, that says it all, you know?
It does.
Really, really, you know?
It
and
does.
That was just in December, and very, very sad, really, about it.
It is very sad. Well, look, thank you so much for talking to us about your friend. We really appreciate it. Singer Mary Coughlan there, talking about the wonderful Máire Brennan, Níveg Leheid Arís.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.